Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. When you think Amazon, shop through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey.
Hey. Hi.
Hi, Ant.
Hi. I love how you just throw glass at every beginning of the show.
My bad. Well, it's the beginning of the show, and I'm going to get right into it because we have a special guest that's online right now, Anthony. We have alluded to this on our social media page. We alluded to this actually a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to it.
Yeah, that we were going to have a representative from Halo Sigs on the line, and we do. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Rich Roberto, who is the marketing director of Halo Sigs. Rich, are you there?
I'm here, Corey. How you doing today?
I am doing absolutely great, man. Thank you so much for taking the time just to talk with us. You guys are out there on the East Coast, man. I got to tell you, Halo Sigs has completely changed my vaping experience. Just to say the least, man. But I want to set the table a little bit with you. You're the director of marketing with Halo Sigs. How did you get involved with Halo? When did all this begin for you?
So I came on board at Halo just about 3 years ago. The two owners and I have known each other for a lot of years, and the opportunity came about. And as the company kept expanding and their needs kept growing, they were looking for some people who were, you know, down to take it to the next level. So joined 3 years ago, and it's been busier and busier every single day since.
That's awesome, man. I know it sounds like I'm really excited, because I really am, because you don't understand, man. I'm going to kiss your ass for the next 10 minutes, because this product in itself, not only does it look good, not only is it amazing, not only is it satisfying, I have tried tremendously to just convey to my listeners of Fat Guy Radio Show how amazing this product is. Are you a Halon yourself? Do you use this product yourself? And if you do, how do you personally feel about it? I know it's going to be a biased answer, but I want to hear if you're feeling the same way that I feel about this product.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the first flavor I ever tried was Midnight Apple. And it was one of the days I was talking with the owners, and they're like, you know, you got to give this a try. And I was like, I don't know. You know, I was a little skeptical. And as soon as I tasted Midnight Apple for the first time, I was just blown away. I couldn't get over the amount of flavor that was there. Just totally unexpected. And that was 3 years ago, and I never looked back.
Now, are you using the Triton tank system, or are you on the G6?
I'm on the Triton tank system. I started on the G6, like a lot of people did.
Yeah.
But the Triton, I mean, the amount of flavor that you get out of the Triton, it's just awesome. I love it.
It's like an explosion of vape in your mouth, man. Every time I do it. And see, one thing that I get into this a lot with people when they talk about, when I'm trying to talk about electronic cigarettes, and there are lots of skeptics out there, man, when it comes to the electronic cigarettes game, if you will. And people are like, well, you know, it's electronic. It's not gonna give me the same feeling as a real cigarette. The Triton tank system totally does. Even with the G6, the G6 has an amazing pull, I think is what you would call it. Is that a good classification of what you're getting off of it, like a pull?
Yeah, absolutely. My first experience was with a G6, and you know, at the time I was a regular smoker, and the G6 was really the thing that, you know, kind of fit the mold for me. It kind of nailed the experience right on. And you know, once I got the G6 in my hand, I never looked for another cigarette again. I mean, it was just the kind of thing that it had the real experience that you were looking for, had the feel that you wanted, great pull from it. And there's, you know, it's funny, we even get people when we go to our different trade shows. We had a guy come up to our booth, and he was like, hey, man, I just moved out to Vegas from like Kansas City. And he goes, when I stopped the car here, he's like, the car was all loaded up. I found a G6 from like 3 years ago, and I gave it a puff, and it was still rocking. So,
yeah, man, you know. I've shared on my show several times that I have put my G6 through hell. I've washed it. I've dropped it. I've sat on it. And for a man of my carriage sitting on something, it could be the end of its life. But that thing is so robust, man. It survived through all of that. And then now here I am with the Triton tank system. And I'm telling you, I carry this thing around like it's a baby. I put it in my top pocket. I don't want to break the glass. I'm like trying my best. I'm not going to sit on it, definitely, because I'll never see it again. But it's not just a electronic cigarette. Man, I have seen these things in the gas stations. I've touched them. And just to compare them, because we've had a relationship with Halo 6 for almost 3 years now, and just to touch those other products, they're flimsy. They break away. Friends of mine like, hey, I'm going to go grab an e-cig from the gas station. I'm like, are you serious? You might as well just go and get a tailpipe off the back of a Ford F-150 and walk around with it hanging off your lip. But those things are, they don't last. They blow out. They're very cheap. And I've said it, you get what you pay for. And Halo 6 has not once let me down at all in its quality. And when you guys say that superior quality, and a number one thing, you know, I should be wearing an American flag shirt right now. The American made e-liquid.
That's right.
The American made e-liquid. It's no secret. You guys are right here in Los Estados Unidos, America, and in Florida, in beautiful sunny Florida. And all of this e-liquid is made right here. Now, nobody's listening. It's just you and me, Rich. Nobody's listening. How do we make e-liquid for these things? Because I'm just a dumb radio host. I don't know. How is an e-liquid flavor actually produced? What's the process?
Oh man, it starts. It starts probably a year before a flavor ever makes it out to any consumer.
Ooh.
So when certain flavors are being developed, we try to make sure, you know, Halo, not only being American made, we've always prided ourselves on being responsible in the way that we manufacture all of our e-liquid, holding it to the highest possible standards. So anytime when we start with our flavorings, we end up sending everything out to three different labs to get tested. So we make sure that there's none of the ingredients, there's no diacetyl in any of the ingredients, just to make sure everything is going to be safe. So that's step one. Before we even try it, we might give it a little smell test, but then it gets packed up, gets sent out to the labs, we get everything tested. It comes back in, it gets mixed in with our base, which you might know is fusion. So we mix everything into our base. And then from there, it has to steep. And our steeping process is one of the things that really helps all the flavors come together, the amount of time that it does steep. We have to work the different ratios of certain flavors until we dial it in just right. So like I said, a year to get pull all of that together on the flavor is a pretty realistic turnaround time.
Man, it sounds like an exceptional craft beer process. I mean, it's so intricate, but you can see that hard work and you can experience that hard work with this product. And just to kind of reset here, for those of you that are just joining us live on Ustream, we are joined online right now by Rich Roberto, who's the director of marketing for Halo 6, halo6.com. But we want to encourage you to go through fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. Also give them a follow on Twitter at Halo 6, and they are also on Facebook, and you can find them on Fat Guy Radio Show's Facebook page. Rich, I know our time with you is limited, buddy, but when I began my relationship with Halo 6, or my awareness of Halo 6, kind of like you did with the owners, where a coworker of mine came up to me and she was walking around the office, and or she was in my office, and I reached for what I thought was a pen, and it was her Halo 6 G6. And I'm like, what is this? She's like, well, it's an electronic cigarette. Have you never heard of it? I said, I've seen these things all over the place. And, you know, I'm going to put this on my lip. I'm going to get electrocuted. My teeth are going to fall out. What's going to happen? She says, no, you got to try this. So I went to your website. I ordered it. I was one of those skeptics, man. I was one of those guys that said, it's not going to feel like a regular cigarette. It's not going to give me the sensation of traditional tobacco products? And then how am I going to look walking around with this glowing blue dot hanging out the end of my lip? And I was completely blown away 100%. In regards to to some of the skeptics, man, when it comes to the health implications, if you will, everybody knows, anybody that's smart knows that anything that you're putting in your lungs that's not oxygen, of course, has some effects. But Halo Cigs is so pure in what they do. What do you say to the people that are like, you know, electronic cigarettes are no different from traditional tobacco products?
I mean, there's a huge difference to be made there. And, you know, there's nobody can make any kind of, you know, health claims. But, you know, what's important when it comes to premium e-liquid and finding a high quality e-liquid is you want to make sure that the manufacturing process that's in place is the most responsible that it could be. And that's what we always have delivered here at Halo. You know, we were one of the first companies to put childproof caps on our bottles. We were first ones to use glass bottles, Best Buy dating, lot numbering on all of our products. We want to make sure that you get a consistent experience out of our e-liquid. And that's something that a lot of a lot of other companies can't duplicate, and we can. Whether you're going to buy Tribeca in New York or in Phoenix or in L.A., it's going to taste exactly like Tribeca is supposed to taste. And we put it through a lot of tests, and we make sure that, you know, that consistent experience is what you're going to get every time.
Awesome, man. What can we expect going forward from Halo Cigs? What's coming up next? You guys are always on the edge of this amazing trend, and you guys are definitely trendsetters out there. What's coming up next for Halo Cigs?
I mean, we have a big fall prepared right now. So I would say, just get ready to see a lot of new products coming out from Halo.
Okay.
A lot of innovation, and just taking things to that next level. We'll have some pretty big announcements coming probably by the end of August. That's our plan. And just to get some of the products that people have been asking for a long time, start to see us in more and more places. And it's going to be an exciting second half of this year.
I don't know how much better you can make the Triton tank system. Can we expect maybe another actual e-cig, like the Optimus Prime Halo Cig or something? I mean, I don't know how much better you can get, man. Are we expecting any new hardware?
We are expecting some innovations, but you're right. I mean, the Triton has been such a great product, and I'm glad you brought it up because everything that's in the Triton is so intentional. All of the design elements there, from when you fill up your tank, everybody that's listening in knows the best way to kill a tank is to get liquid down the center coil.
Yeah.
And the way ours is designed, the way it sits above the rim, you got to go out of your way to try to get liquid into the middle of that coil. So, you know, from a performance perspective, our tanks last forever. People switch out the coils in our Triton tank. So, you know, it's been a workhorse. And even when we go in and we try some new flavors and we try things out with, you know, different hardware, some of the best flavors we get are still out of the Triton. And, that's something that we find it hard to duplicate. And when we want to introduce new hardware, we're like, it's really good, great vapor production, but I don't get the flavor I get out of the Triton. So we got to make some adjustments to things. And, that's part of our process. That's part of our the research and development and innovation that goes hand in hand here at Halo.
That is awesome, man. That's awesome how you guys are finding the balance between the actual hardware and the e-liquid. And I don't think a lot of these other companies, and man, here in Phoenix and in Glendale, Arizona, where our studios are, man, I could drive within 5 miles of this place and I'll see vape store, vape store, vape store, vape store. And you walk in there and it smells like cigars. And I haven't been able to figure that out yet. How are you a vape store yet your store smells like cigars? But it's amazing how you guys have that in mind and you're putting that out the forefront. And that just supports the whole superior product thing, man. Halo Cigs at fatguyradioshow.com/HaloCigs is where you can get this amazing product. Follow them on Twitter as well, and they are also on Facebook. Give them a like. Rich, man, I thank you so much for taking the time just to sit and talk to us. The next time you and your Halo scientist people are in the labs coming up with a new flavor, if I could throw in a suggestion, think Cutthroat Kitchen. You know, just like tie one person's, one scientist's hands behind their back and try to make them come up with a new e-liquid. You know what I mean? Just try something.
Yeah, crazy. Absolutely. We'll do like an Iron Chef style setup there.
And if
Corey, thank you very much for having us. I know you're we're going to be in Phoenix middle of October.
Oh.
So I think you got a Vapor Dynasty coming up out there. So we'll be there. And by that point, we're going to have the full array of all the new Halo products ready for you guys. So we'll make sure to keep some stuff set aside for you.
When you see a big brown man screaming, running towards your booth at that, that will be me. And don't mind the tears and the hugs. Because it's all natural.
That's what I like to hear.
Man, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for just sitting with us. Rich Roberto, Director of Marketing for Halo Cigs. Again, fatguyradioshow.com/HaloCigs is where you can get this amazing product. You don't have to take my word for it. Now you've heard it directly from the horse's mouth. At Halo Cigs on Twitter and also on Facebook. Halo Cigs. Rich, once again, buddy, thank you so much for taking the time.
All right. Thank you, Corey. Be well.
All right, Philippius, nothing is going to be better than this opening. So why don't you just go ahead and start the show?
This is Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on fatguyradioshow.com.
Other couples just weren't clicking.
Are you mad at me?
I'm not mad. I'm hurt. You've been ignoring me so much, it makes me want to punch something.
You're firm. I'm just bummed about Carla. Between Izzy and her being pregnant again, it's like I don't have a wife anymore. She's just a mommy.
Is it that bad?
Oh, don't you love listening to her breathe on the baby monitor?
Sometimes. Baby, I thought you said you wanted to get it on.
We're not finished?
We haven't started.
Oh, sorry. Do your thing.
It's pretty bad. Yeah. What the hell was that for?
I wanted to see if it was just as firm when you weren't expecting it.
And?
Firmer.
It was Ray.
Live from the city of Glendale in the Grand Canyon State, it's Arizona's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show. Featuring Corey Blaze, Philippius, and Anthony. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
Fat Guy Radio Show for June 25th.
Yes.
2015, live from Studio G, refusing to allow Charlie Sheen's daughters to attend our private school. It's your funniest internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, on AHA Radio, and on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with the show on social media. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Get your 2 cents in, America, by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Standard long-distance rates may apply, like the call to from Florida. Lines are open 24/7, or email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Today's show, like you heard at the beginning, man, we love. I'm gonna get into it. It was so fun talking with him, and then we spent like talking with Rich. We spent like 12 minutes after.
That's a dozen.
Yeah, a dozen minutes after the. Anyway, all right.
You're horrible.
I know. I'm just like, dude, that was awesome. I'm glad that he took the time. And it's late there.
Yeah, you were sweating. Your veins were popping out. Like, you were excited.
I was like nervous, and I'm looking at you guys, and you guys had nothing to add to the interview. But, oh, well, that's normally what happens. Right, Lip?
Yeah.
Thank you, Lip. Today's show is brought to you by Halo.
I didn't know I was supposed to say so.
That's all right. New guy. It was your first interview. New guy.
It wasn't my first interview because I didn't do it.
It's first interview being on the show while I was interviewing.
Wait, you don't trust that I'm a good interviewer?
Not yet.
Oh, I've done plenty of interviews.
Yeah, and I'm glad Rich didn't. I hope he wasn't watching live because...
I interviewed a lot of local crackheads, make sure they weren't really cops.
Our Ustream crapped out on us, but that's okay. At least you're able to stare at Rich the whole time. Today's show, Halo Cigs. You heard at the top of the show, Halo Cigs, the leader in premium electronic cigarettes and all-American e-liquid. My Triton Tank System, which I was puffing on. Tri-Tank System with Sub-Zero e-liquid is my go-to. You heard all about it. Now experience it for yourself. Become a Halon at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo6 or restock your Halo 6 e-liquid at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo6. I'm a Halon. You should be too. Well, boys, I don't think anything is going to be better than that.
I don't. I'm going to try.
We're going to try really cool. Thank you again to Rich for coming on the show, staying up late in the East Coast to come out and just kind of talk with us here on the show, because we said it, you know, a few weeks ago that we were going to try to get somebody on, and I got to give one of these to the old intern, the formal intern. He hooked it up.
Yeah.
He hooked it up. And
about time they do something.
Yeah,
I know.
He took our okay lip. Jesus,
I'm just going with the sound bed.
You know, I'm beginning to think that they don't exist. I haven't seen one intern yet.
You haven't seen them?
No,
they're ghosts. Ooh. We don't allow them into the, Air Studio when the show's going on, because they like to poke and prod.
No, I'm very like Jeebus centric, so they don't come around me.
What do you think happened to the last co-host?
You ate them.
The interns got them.
Not for me.
Yeah, because your headphones are turned. Well, folks, let's actually try to do a show after that. That was really exciting for Rich to take that. I mean, I know he's not like a celebrity, but I love Halo 6, that product, so much, and I was so nervous talking to him. I love that product so much, man, because it really is great. And I've had the other products, and they suck.
Okay,
I can say this.
I've
when
had
I was
like,
there.
You know, the blue, on the blues, all the other ones. I spent $14, and 4 hours later, it's all gone. And what do? I just go get a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah,
they do not work.
No, they don't. They don't.
And
so,
this one seems to satisfy my addiction.
And Halo has been with us since the beginning, almost the beginning of the show. Really, I think we were maybe a year in, or a little less than that. But anyway, all right. So Father's Day was this past weekend, and
it was awesome, wasn't it?
It was absolutely great, wasn't it? My dad screwed up Father's Day.
Well, he came out saying he's not your dad.
What a gut punch.
It's funny because it's true.
It's not that hard to reach his gut.
Okay, number one. Yeah. See, that's just messed up, you two. Number one, we didn't even say Happy Father's Day to everybody last week on the show. So Happy Father's Day to all of those fathers
happy
out there.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Happy Father's Day, day late.
Day late. So I made the mistake in allowing my sister, Tiffany, and Tiffany, if you're listening, earmuffs. I allowed my sister Tiffany to arrange and book Father's Day. Ooh. And all she was supposed to do, all that was supposed to happen, is we were going to take my dad to a buffet.
That sounds simple.
Very simple. It's very well documented on the show that my father loves buffets. We took him to a Chinese food buffet on his birthday. We took him to, what's that big buffet? Old Country Buffet or whatnot. We took him to that on Father's Day last year. So the plan was to get my dad to the buffet. Mm-hmm. Father's Day was Sunday. My dad is into church. He goes to church. So my sister.
Oh, he had all morning to plan. She did.
My sister started planning. She talked to me about it 3 weeks before Father's Day. And she says, what do we want to do for dad? I said, let's take him to a buffet, but I'm going to be tied down because we got the U-Star show that's starting up, and I'm really involved in that with the network, and that's taken up an extreme amount of my time, so I put it in the hands of my sister to handle. That's why I told her just take care of it. Let's just get him at a buffet. We'll pick him up, whatever we have to do, invite his girlfriend, Miss Margie, over too. That was the plan. That's how it was supposed to go.
Yeah, but when... Obviously, it didn't go right.
Obviously, it did not. To forecast a little bit ahead, the first text message I got from my sister was that dad says he has to be at his church because they're serving him food. They're serving all the fathers food, or they're giving all the fathers a rose or something. My dad goes to a church that has a membership of like 12 people. It ain't a big church.
No, where's it at?
It's in the hood. It is down in the barrio in South Phoenix in the hood, so that when he goes to church and he comes out, if he don't duck, it's, you know, all that Jesus you just prayed to, you're going to see him.
That's right. God's checking you down for your thoughts.
Yeah, down there, you know, down there. So I was like, what? Okay, we can go afterwards then. Then my sister texts him or communicates with him, and then she sends me another text 2 hours later and says, oh, he can't go because now the choir is singing at some place, and he has to be at that church because the choir is singing.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, okay, well, then let's go to breakfast then. He can skip the morning service. We go to breakfast then. Then a couple hours later, my sister emails me again. Dad just wants to get together at Miss Margie's house. She's going to cook us dinner.
Oh, that's...
Okay, fine. We'll go out to... And Miss Margie lives in El Mirage, Arizona. And El Mirage, Arizona, for those of you that live around the world, is in BFE.
Yes.
It's way out there. But it's Father's Day. I'll go ahead, take the gas, take the mileage on the new whip, drive out there, you know, whatever. No big deal.
Yeah.
2 days go by. Another text. No dinner at Miss Margie's house because now Dad is going to eat at the church and he's going to sing with the 12 person church, and seven people are in the choir. So he's going to sing with them because they're going to go to another church and sing. So he wants to get together at Miss Margie's house the following week.
What?
Exactly. It got very convoluted. The following week ain't Father's Day.
No, it only lands on one day.
Yeah, so I said no. I said no, okay. I'm not going. Number one, my dad is pigheaded. And Dad, I love you, and I know you listen to the show. He's pigheaded, like I am. He's stubborn. And you have to force him to do what he needs to do. You can't take, okay, all right. And I know what my sister did. She's like, okay, Dad, all right, I'll let Corey know. Okay, Dad, no problem. I'll let Corey know. Okay, Dad, it's your day. Whatever you want to happen, I'll let Corey know. This is all she was doing the whole time. I can imagine that's what she was doing. And what my dad was doing was just running circles around her, making her do whatever he wanted to do, when all you have to do is take that old man, tell him, this is what's going to happen. This is where you're going to be. And no questions. Because that's the way we got him on last Father's Day. And that's the way we got him on his birthday.
But who planned the ones before?
Me!
Well, there you go. It's your fault. No, it's your fault.
Yeah, blame it on me. I did it because I thought my sister was going to be strong enough, or she was going to be strong-willed enough to get that man to where he needs to be, drag along Miss Margie, and it would have been a happy Father's Day. So, no. So, I ended up spending Father's Day in my garage. Just chilling. Chilling. Maxing. Shooting some b-ball up to top school when a couple of guys said we're up to no good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight. My mom got scared, and she said, move home and roll it off the Bel Air.
You ain't got in no fight.
I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, a license plate said fresh and a dice in the mirror.
God, you totally ruined that.
You have no clue where that's from, Anthony.
Fresh
dude.
Prince of Bel Air.
Oh, okay. I'll give you that. All right, yeah.
Just you ruined that, too.
I didn't mess it up.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it sounded horrible. You didn't sound sexy like Will does.
I'm not Will Smith, but I am sexy.
I know.
They're coming out with another movie.
Oh, which one?
Which one?
Bad Boys 3.
Bad Boy. Are they really going to do it, though?
There's a bunch of rumors about it.
Oh, my God. Martin Lawrence has to lose a lot of weight.
Oh, that's messed up. So my dad screwed up Father's Day. It's my sister's fault as well. And you know what? I will take a little bit of the blame because I should not left wrangling my dad in the hands of an amateur like my sister. She couldn't do it. She couldn't handle it. She couldn't take it. She couldn't do it. She couldn't do it. She screwed it up. So I did not see my dad on Father's Day, and I haven't seen him since.
Sounds like some family beef is going on.
It ain't no family beef. It's just that he does that. If he can run over you and make you run circles until you're just so damn confused, that's what he'll do.
Oh, God, no.
Versus me, he'll call me up and say, well, the choir is singing. Dad, I don't care about the choir. It's two times a year that we shovel you into a car, into one of your Priuses, and get you to a buffet dump.
He's going
to
say fancy dinner.
You go in there, we buy you your $12 salmonella plate, We beat Cheeks out of there, and you return back to your life doing whatever you want to do. But no, my sister, okay, Dad.
God, no.
It irritated me, but then it was also my fault because I should have wrangled him, but I was busy. I got stuff going on. I got things to do. I got people to see.
How hard is it for you to be like, hey, Dad, this time, that's it?
Because I left it up to my sister to handle, and I thought she was going to be capable of doing it. After the first one, I was like, okay. The second one, I was like, oh, crap. The third one, I'm like, oh, no. Because I knew she was going to, it was abysmal after that. So I'm not going anywhere on Sunday. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not doing it. He should have made the arrangements to be able to meet with us on Father's Day. He could have skipped the little church event. It ain't the first one he skipped. He skipped one of them, blah. You know what I'm saying?
It's just church, you know.
It's
he's only got eternity to repent for it.
It's just church.
It's just church.
All right, on the other side of this break, folks, I told you nothing was going to be better than the Halo 6 interview. Thanks, Rich, for coming on the show. Made the show. Everybody, I'm looking at the Ustream numbers, and everybody just clucked out during that. No, I'm kidding. On the other side of this break, someone has a birthday, and we got to give a birthday shout-out here on the show.
Yeah.
And Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
She made a promise, and she produced. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no smoke, I scrub
is a guy that can't get no love from me. What do you want?
Radio!
How do you want it?
Little!
What do you want?
Radio!
How do you want it?
Little!
That's me! I'm back. Season 3 of Little Fella Radio returns, and I'm kicking it up a notch with all new guests, the return of some wacky ones, and more. I'm a little bit older, and so are you, so let's see how far we can go. This ain't no Disney program. It's Little Fella Radio Season 3. That's right. Little Fella Radio returns for Season 3 this summer. Watch for it on littlefellaradio.com. Teen Talk Radio will never be the same. Fun, entertaining, and we hope our parents don't listen to everything we say. Little Fella Radio, it's the younger version of Fat Guy Radio Show, minus the bad words.
Hi there, this is Corey, and I'm here to let you know we need your help. We want to know more about you. So I'm asking you to complete our 2015 Network Listener Survey. This survey helps our parent company, BDB Radio Network, know what you are looking for. And it helps us find sponsors that will appeal to the gracious people like you listening to this show. So take a few minutes to go over to FatGuyRadioShow.com/survey to let your voice be heard. We roll out this survey every few years so we can engage how we are doing and how we can entertain you better. All responses are strictly confidential, and BDB Radio Network promises to never sell your information. Take the survey today at FatGuyRadioShow.com/survey. That's FatGuyRadioShow.com/survey. We appreciate your help as we work to grow this free show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. Visit FatGuyRadioShow.com/survey today.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
No. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. I purchased something really interesting, and I didn't get a chance to put it up in my house, but I purchased this clock, and it's not just an ordinary clock. It's a 3D wall clock to fit, like, on my huge feature wall in my house. I have, like, a 35-foot feature wall in my house, and there's just this open space, and I just stare at it all the time when I'm in my living room, and I'm like, what do I do with this? Do I put a big, huge cartoon-sized picture of me up there? I was like, maybe not, you know. I don't have a good enough picture to go up there. So I bought this clock, and it's like, you have the inner workings of the clock, which has the minute hand and the hour hand and the second hand, but then all the numbers are detached from it.
Wow.
And it's really cool. And like some of the numbers aren't really numbers, they're the words. What? Like 12 says 12, and then 6 says 6 instead of the number 6. And I got it all on Amazon. I was just searching through like wall decor at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, and I found this, and it was epic. I love it. I haven't had a chance to put it up yet. When I do, I'll definitely tweet out a picture of it. But I got it all at, like, you know, just wall decor. You know, it's hot outside. I'm spending all my time inside, whether I'm working or not. And I'm like, you know what? Why not? My home, Philippians, you know this. My house has one picture on each wall. One item on each wall. I'm that OCD and that minimalist. I don't have anything on my walls. So I'm like, okay, well, why not do this? It wasn't very expensive. It was changed back on a $20 bill, and it shipped in from China.
Oh.
But I still got it with two-day shipping with my Amazon Prime account, and I did it all at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. So, yeah, if you're looking for wall decor or any decorations, go to Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. We know you're going to shop there anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So do it at fatguyradioshow.com. All right, boys. Well, I have to apologize first before I go on this, before we do our
birthday.
I owe the listeners an apology because I said we were going to do our mail sack today.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
I didn't pull the letters. I didn't get the intern to pull any of the emails. They were all bad anyway. I was going to go through and pull some of the negative ones because we always shine a special light on, having a good, happy emails and stuff like that. And I just didn't get to it. So I am
actually disappointed about that. I've been looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah. You could have helped.
I'm not an intern.
No, you're not an intern, but you're a co-host, so you have no right to be disappointed in that, because you could have very well said, "Hey, Corey, I understand that you got U-Star going on and you're working with that. You need any help with pulling any of the emails?" Huh? Yeah. Did you say any of that? Did you, Anthony? Huh?
I'm spending the rest of the week in therapy. You think I have time?
Exactly. So you can't be upset.
You.
In therapy. You can't be upset. We got Sleepy Lip tonight. But I apologize for the fact that we don't have your letters today, but we'll get to them next week.
Sorry.
Maybe.
Sorry.
Maybe.
I make no promises.
No. Oh, no. I will be calling now that I know that I can call you, because.
Yes.
Even though you screen my calls, I will call up to complain.
I don't screen your calls. And yes,
you do.
Okay. I do.
Oh, God.
I screen everybody's calls because, you know, I get.
You started screening my calls when you realized I wasn't going to date you.
Why?
I don't know.
That's the only reason why he's here. I was like, finally, I got a chance. Nothing.
Not in hell.
Damn it.
Damn it.
All right. Well, we try.
You don't pay me enough.
Lip.
What?
That was where you say he doesn't pay you at all. Like he did last time, even though I didn't catch it on the show when you guys mentioned it last time.
He doesn't pay you at all.
You didn't pay.
Sucker.
Where is the happy birthday music,
right
Lip?
Right there.
No, it's not. It moved.
It's your birthday.
That's what I'm looking for. It's not in there. We have a birthday shout out that we
need
to get to.
Your ghost is messing with it.
It is not. There is no ghost.
Got a ghost in the machine.
The intern.
There's a lot of stuff that's moved around in my instant replay here.
Who's the only one who gets into it?
Who has access to that?
Who?
Lip.
Lip, it's you.
You have to have access to it.
I don't.
Who has access to it then? The turn of the intern?
No, yes.
Everything's moved around. Like the door knock is not supposed to where it's supposed to be. Why is this here?
Maybe your eyes are just twisted.
Why is it? That doesn't even play.
You know what it is? Oh.
Oh,
Chef.
We're putting something on trial. We're putting the system on trial. Corey's replay machine.
You know why everything's messing up? Because we didn't get the food we wanted.
Yep.
That's the reason why.
That has nothing to do with the fact that you guys can't manage your time properly, and you come to the show hungry, and you know that once we get in here, they lock the door behind us.
It's always about him. It's always about him. I'm tired.
I'm not hungry.
That's probably because you stuffed the whole turkey down your throat.
I'm hungry as hell.
I can see your stomach
I'm
always from hungry. Here.
You can't see my stomach from there. My stomach doesn't stick out. Where the hell is the birthday song?
I can feel your stomach touching the bottom of my foot.
Are you sure that's his stomach?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, trust me, that's his stomach. Yeah. Helping a hurting lip. We got a mystery on our hands right here.
Yeah.
I'm going to find this. And by the time
it's
I find
it. It's not in there. This is going to be over by the time you find it.
I don't. Should I just pull it up on some other devices? A happy, happy birthday.
No, because we have a special here. Happy, happy birthday.
Oh.
Well, we did.
Birthday.
Yeah.
It's your
is it on
birthday.
Bay 1?
It's on Bay 1.
this is great. Great radio, isn't it? Talks amongst yourselves there, boys.
Yeah.
Very wow.
I sure could go for some pizza right
oh
now.
Oh, my God. We are just talking about
I that. Found it!
Yay!
Suck it, bitches! And ladies and gentlemen, we have the birthday shout out. I had to go through that because when you hear whose birthday this is, you'll see why I went through so much trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, it is P1 listener Lady K's birthday.
Birthday, it's your birthday.
Wait till the riff.
Happy birthday.
Here it comes.
Oh, God.
Ready?
It's your birthday.
God, we need some happy birthday ecstasy for that one.
Happy birthday to listener K.
Happy birthday.
One more time.
No mas, no mas.
Why no mas?
That's horrible. Listener K deserves a lot better than that.
She does?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's give her the real happy birthday song.
I won.
A two. Wait a minute. Do we go on three or do we go after three?
Whenever you start, you just go.
How come I gotta be the leader of everything?
We go on three.
We go on three or we go on three or after the three?
On three.
So I say three and start singing?
Yeah.
Then that's considered after three because I'm saying three.
Well, then after three.
But I thought you said on three.
Well, we could do after.
A one, a two.
Wait. We want to go on two?
No, we're going to go on three, which is after two.
How about we go on one and not get confused?
So do we go on one or after one?
One.
Is that how it's going to be?
All right, we'll go after three.
We'll go after three, Anthony.
Okay.
After.
But I'm new to this show, so I may not know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're singing happy birthday. You don't know how to sing happy birthday?
Have you sang happy birthday before? Here's the words. Happy birthday.
I've always been in the back mumbling.
To you, Lady K.
Okay.
Lady K is her name. And hold on, I think I have our B&B Radio Network sleuths have pulled up her birthday. She's 92 years old today.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, my computer screen is upside down. She's 29.
Okay, I didn't know they get us in retirement homes.
It's hot outside. You didn't step on it this time, Anthony. Good job.
Yay.
A one. Okay.
Three.
Who's gonna count?
Me.
All right.
Okay. Ready? I'll count. A one, a two, a
three.
How come it's so difficult to sing this?
Because you're looking around the room like, okay, who's going to start?
Who's going to start?
You.
Okay. All right.
All right. I'll say the one, two,
you'll do the count now?
Why can't I do the count?
Okay, so if you count, are we going to go on three or are we going to go after three?
Once I'm done saying three, then we go.
You know, Lady K's birthday is going to be over by the time we figure this out.
A one,
a two, a
three.
Happy birthday.
That's just horrible. That's just horrible.
You got quiet. Like you didn't even say anything.
That sounds
you're
like
the
that.
Lead. This is Fat Guy Radio Schmo.
Schmo?
Schmo?
All right, we'll do it. We'll do it for real this time.
Smoke.
Lady K, for you, P1 listener, Lady K.
It's your birthday.
Our heart goes out to you. Yes. And after we sing her happy birthday, we have to all tell her how much we love her.
Okay.
Okay.
I can give all the love, and I don't know.
Can we just sing the damn song?
Yeah, it's up to you. It's your show.
A one, a two. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited I could poo.
Ew, please don't.
I have to pee real
bad.
I'm
so excited I could eat.
I'm hungry.
How excited are you, Anthony?
I don't think I can go on air with
that. Oh, yeah, you're right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
All I know is the table keeps going.
That's me.
That's my mangina.
Oh! Put that on the list of things he can't say anymore.
Really? You can't say it?
We're going to have a list as long as your arm if you keep doing things like, man. No, it's not that we can't say it. We can say mangina on the air. You just can't say it.
Why?
I don't. Does it sound right?
It doesn't sound right. My soul gets cold every time you say it. A Wanda! Like a Tua!
I'd rather keep them cold than hot.
Lady K loves my Bernie Mac.
Give her the happy birthday, Bernie Mac.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Bernie Mac. Is that good?
That was horrible.
No,
that was,
God.
You probably made her ears bleed.
I just pooed a little.
Lady right. K, please send in your complaints.
Yeah, to lip.
All right, we're up on a break.
So. Oh, sorry. Oh. No, we're going to do it for real this time. All right, attention, choir. Choir, assemble. Assemble.
Ready?
What were you doing backstage? me, warm up your vocal cords. me. That was the roar of me. I owe you me, my. A one, a two, a three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lady K. LMNOQPRSTUWXYZK. Happy birthday to you. Bing, bing, bing. Happy birthday, Lady K.
God, I want to leave.
The doors
of the church is open. Come on in. Janet Jackson, dude. How excited are you
God,
about this?
I'm super excited. I saw her when she came out for a concert in LA for the 20-year album.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so
amazing
what
show.
Was it? What was the promise that she made? You're a huge Janet Jackson fan. What was the promise that Janet actually made to her fans?
I don't know. I don't mingle with people. I don't go on. I just wait till things get done. But from what I heard is she made a promise. But knowing how Miss Janet Jackson.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Senora Jackson. Well, knowing how she is and
Mute
she
iPad.
Cannot stay away from her fans and her musically inclined soul to not drop anymore, so it's just a matter of time.
It had been how long since her last album?
Six.
How long?
I don't know.
That's what I was asking you. I don't know. I thought you were that big of a Janet Jackson fan.
I am a fan. I just don't go following all this stuff. All
right. Well, I gave you a softball radio test and you failed it miserably. That's fine. I'll set it up. Janet Jackson has been somewhat very reclusive in her career as of late. It's probably been, I want to estimate maybe, Google search it, how long since Janet's last album. I want to think maybe 9 or 10 years.
No.
You don't think it's been that long?
God, no!
Well, what was the last album we got from her?
It's probably been like seven years.
It's still a long time, and everybody's been clamoring for more Janet. Where's Janet? Where's Janet? Why am I not centered on my camera? Where's Janet? Where's Janet? We want Janet. We want Janet. Everybody has been clamoring for more Janet, and she's been out of the loop for so long until now. I want to know how long it's been, because she definitely got quiet after, and when you think about it, Janet and Michael are the really only two talents in that Jackson family.
No, I think that other ones have talent, but I think that they are the most talented.
Okay, I'll give them that. LaToya Jackson, where's her talent?
Lies.
Okay.
When she does her readings. No, she was decent.
Jackson, what's her talent?
Oh my God, just staying out of the limelight.
Jermaine?
Old.
Tito?
Dead.
And one that nobody knows.
Somewhere.
Exactly.
Janet, oh, no.
Janet and Michael. I literally saw your brain melt and fall right out of your headphones.
I don't care about the rest.
So Janet and Michael are the only ones that matter. We lost Michael actually 6 years ago today. We lost Michael. Mm-hmm. So, you know, rest in peace, the greatest ever. But Janet comes out and she finally releases a new album. She gave us a little bit of a clip on YouTube.
I was right. It's 6 years.
Okay, six years.
I knew it from.
Okay, right, but you didn't say it with confidence.
Well, nothing that I say usually has confidence.
Is that the way that the song sounds, or?
I don't know. Yeah. You're the one who uploaded it.
I know. No, this is from YouTube. Janet Jackson, No
Yeah,
Sleep.
Actually, it is how it starts. I did hear it. Mm.
Let's listen a little bit of this, then we'll go to break. What do you think? Okay, hold on. Wait for that. Can we go to break? No, we can't go to break on this. I'm sorry.
You know I already listened to this song.
Okay. I just want to hear a little bit of it. Man, there's a lot of bass response. I hope this is relating over. All right. So that's Janet Jackson. That's Janet Jackson's Sleep. And let's take a break right here. And Anthony, on the other side of this break, I want to hear what your take is, because there's been, on the internet, there's been mixed responses between, you know, or mixed reaction to Janet Jackson, No Sleep. So let's take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, I want to hear your response, because I know you're a fan of that, all right?
All righty.
All right, we'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
She live and she go, then she lives for me. Says she lives.
It's on U-Star Music, internet's hottest new radio show and podcast. When you upload your music, does it sound like this? 1, 2, 3, 1. U-Star Music, all about the independent musician, soloist, band, and group. We're hitting the internet highway with our first upcoming broadcast. Will you be a part of it, or is this enough exposure for you? You'll hear indie rising stars like Tuesday Hawkins singing Take Me Down. Jay Renee and her soulful rendition of I'll Be There. Originals by AJ Rodriguez, Wake Up.
Something's shaking deep inside my bones.
And LA's own Will Gaines with You Know What It Is. U-Star Music at ustarmusic.com. Upload your track for free. Get exposed. Get heard. Get over to ustarmusic.com now.
I can take you to my crib because you know what it is.
Ustarmusic.com.
You know what it is. Give it to me because you know what it is.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
U-Star Music is going to be epic. And I want to talk just a little bit about that. U-Star Music is going to be epic. It's a new show on the BDB Radio Network. I'm involved in it. Ryan Scott from Full Court Press is involved in it. I know we have a lot of people that may or may not be musicians on this show, but if you have friends that are musicians or you know people that are musicians, you want to get them over to ustarmusic.com where you can upload a track. If you have a recorded, professional recorded track, upload a track, upload like a picture, your bio, I think like your Facebook page and your social media links and stuff like that. You get like an artist page, and then what they do is how U-Star Music stands out from like YouTube and stands out from Reverb Nation is that they're taking that shit, they're taking your music and they're putting it into a broadcast format. And it's going across on iTunes, it's going out on Stitcher Radio, it's going out on all the avenues that Fat Guy Radio Show has heard on. So if you have your friends, do us a favor, spread the word about U-Star Music at ustarmusic.com, on Twitter at U-Star Radio on Twitter, and then of course on Facebook at U-Star Music. So check that show out, might hear a couple of familiar voices on that show as well. All right, this portion of the show is brought to you by Vegas.com. What does Reba McEntire, Celine Dion, Ron White, Ricky Martin, Aretha Franklin, Frank Caliendo, the Steve Miller Band, Alice in Chains, and Jay Leno all have in common? You can see them all in Vegas, and you start with the Vegas show deals at fatguyradioshow.com/Vegas. Get to Vegas to see one of these shows or all of these amazing, so all these amazing shows, all these amazing celebrities. Catch a Vegas staple show if you like, the Blue Man Group, Jabberwockies, or Cirque du Soleil. That too. No matter what it is, if it's in Vegas, you want to start at Vegas.com through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Why? Because the folks who operate Vegas.com live, work, and play in Vegas. They know the deals before anyone else, and they offer them directly to you. If you book your hotel through Vegas.com, if the hotel rate drops, Vegas.com sends you an alert, lets you know, lets you rebook at the lower rate, and then refunds you the difference. Get out to Vegas and start at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. So before the break, we were talking about Janet Jackson's latest track. Mm-hmm. Sleep. No Sleep is the track that she released off of the, what's the title of the full album?
I'm giggling.
Yes, you are giggling.
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable is the title. So what is your reaction to the No Sleep track? I know you heard it, probably played it 25 times, Ant. What's your take on it?
I really do like it. I think it just goes back to the sexy Janet. Because, you know, a lot of the songs that she made, especially during the mid-90s.
Yes.
Like, All For You was a little bit more poppier.
Yeah.
You have... things that were a little bit more, I guess, tribal in a sense. It was a little bit more, and it was, you know, a lot more culturally, like, black that she went to. And with this, I feel that she went out of that realm and she went to more of a smooth R&B sexy. I think she got back into this sexiness that people were appealed to.
And that was when she was at the pinnacle of her career. She's always had an amazing career. I heard this come through and I rocked it because it was total reminiscent of 90s Janet.
Yeah.
And this is why I applaud her. And tell me if you agree or not. I applaud her for not trying to make a comeback in 2015 by trying to fit into the genre of today's music.
No, she kept it all Janet.
Let's take like somebody else who tried to make a comeback. The Hanson brothers.
Yes.
Hanson. I love Hanson. I really do. But they released a new album in 2014. Did you even know that?
No, I didn't.
Exactly, because it flopped. It was like a dying shark on Shark Week on the Discovery Channel. It came out the water and flopped. Because they took what they were doing, that three-person band where they had one on the piano, one on the drums, one on the bass. They took that and they synthesized it. They made it Lady Gaga-ish. They did it all with these new type artists, this new rhythmic fake music. When Hanson, in the Mbop days, yes, they were little kids, but that was what made them that. And they got away from that on that second album.
Even when they got older, they still had that singer-songwriter appeal.
They still had that pop stuff. And it seems like they took it. Now, even our number one, Gavin even kind of pushed the envelope just a little bit on his Make a Move because of the collaborations that he had on his Make a Move album. And it was a little different from his previous albums, but I believe that Gavin did stay true to who Gavin was in that. Janet, more so.
Oh, I feel that it is all her all the way. I mean, this goes back to, some of the albums that didn't do as good, like her 20-year-old album.
Yeah.
It didn't do as great, but it was really a lot of Janet. And I'm having a feeling with this song in her 20-year-old album, such as like the one of them was With You. That was really smooth. It just has the same feel. It also has a little bit of Demita Joe.
Yeah.
In it, and a little bit of discipline.
And she didn't come out with collabs. She doesn't have a whole lot of, because that's what artists do when they like, okay, I want to make a comeback. Like, I think Mary J. Blige kind of tried it at one point where she came out. Well, Mary J. Blige is kind of a bad example because she has done a lot of collaborations over the time. But it's more in the hip-hop genre as well, like Eminem. I, believe it or not, have Eminem's album. And some collabs that he comes out with are awesome, but then they get away from that. When Eminem stopped rapping about his life and where he came from and how it was a struggle getting out, you know, from 8 Mile Row or whatever it is, when he got away from that and started doing more attacks, rap tracks for attacks on other rappers and stuff like that, I think that's where his career started to flutter.
His emotions went away with it.
Yeah, he got older. He matured.
Yeah.
And with that, unfortunately, his career changed as well.
Yeah.
You know, but Janet, when she dropped this and I heard this, I was instantly taken back to like the Rhythm Nation days.
Yes.
It totally threw my mind to that time. And I think I tweeted out about how like the 90s, and Philippius was so gracious today on playing all music from the 90s, but I tweeted out that in the 90s, I want to say that was like the best music era of my day. Now, I know in the 50s and the 60s, they had, and the 70s, they had, you know, that was when Elvis was popular, and that's when the Beatles were popular. I understand that. But in the millennials, because I'm considered a millennial because I'm in between the age, you know, I'm not older than 35. But I'm
the true millennial.
I'm still a millennial. And Philippi's, you're a millennial. We remember music from the 90s. I remember music from the 90s.
Oh, I completely remember music. And Janet, in fact, I listened to a lot of 90s music.
And Janet was at her pinnacle in the 90s. So when she releases, I say hats off. Now, she's on tour.
Oh, my God. I'm super excited.
You're super excited. Yeah. And
I'm going to personally work my ass off trying to get her on
off
the show.
Hey, if we get Janet Jackson on this show, it'll be almost as good as having the marketing director from Halo Cigs.
Almost.
Because I can't vape Janet. I'll try. But I don't think I'm going to be able to do it.
No. Well, is she single?
I don't know. Is she?
I don't know.
You know, she's like five. She's like 5'5". She's little.
Well, I met her a long time ago.
You did?
Yeah.
Janet Jackson is one on the list that I said that I will leave my wife and kids for. So we might have to do her on the phone, because if she comes in studio, there's a good chance I'm not going to be able to contain myself.
She is coming in to studio.
I will pee, poop, and cry all at one time.
That's fine. It depends.
It depends. All right, folks, let's take
a quick... We're going to need two depends put together to fit on you.
Let's take a quick break right here. On the other side of this break, I saw Jurassic World, and I have my review for you on the other side of this break. And I'm going to tell you right now, you stream viewers and those of you listening to the replay, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Have you seen Jurassic World, Lip? Have you seen Jurassic World?
Well, yes, I have.
Okay. For the most part, I have.
Yeah, that's true. We'll talk about that too on the other side of this break. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I don't know what break I'm supposed to play. All right, welcome back to Fat. What are we supposed to play? For sports? Oh, screw it. I'm not playing their spot.
Oh, no.
Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, everybody. Professional. Full Court Press Radio at FullCourtPressRadio.com. We did Little Fella, right? We did U-Star.
Little Fella, Vegas. U-Star, and...
Amazon Vegas.
No.
Oh, wait, what?
You're no, what was...
about something else.
What was the...
It was...
It was supposed to be Full Court Press, right?
And right now.
Hi. I'm not playing it.
Yeah.
All right.
They already know about them.
Interesting tidbit about Full Court Press Radio is that I will be on the show hosting Reunited with D-Tay on Full Court Press Radio coming up in July. So stick around for that. So if you guys want to hear me, it won't be like the Fat Guy Radio Show, but I'm going to squeeze some, you know, random hot talk in there.
I'm going to squeeze through those doors, too.
Yeah. Oh, man. That hurts so much. No. So, yeah, if you want to hear me and D-Tay back together once again, I'm going to his show because Ryan Scott is beating cheeks out of the country for a couple of weeks. So
scared him off.
Yep, scared him off. Show might be over anyway. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Woohoo!
Yeah, I don't know why we're cheering.
I don't know why we're just cheering because Philippius cheered. What? How do you radio? Stitcher Radio is the better way to radio. It's well documented on the show that I listen back to every show we ever do. I'm confused by other radio shows and podcast hosts that don't listen back to their shows. That probably explains why their shows sound like crap. But to get quick access to my own show quickly without having to sync my phone or to my computer, I open my Stitcher Radio app that I downloaded at fatguyradioshow.com/StitcherRadio, and I downloaded it for free. It's available for iOS and Android devices. Here's how Stitcher Radio helps the show. After you download the app during the registration process in the How You Heard About Us box, enter Fat Guy Radio. All one word, Fat Guy Radio. Stitcher Radio then kicks us down a little drop of love, and you get the ease of listening to Fat Guy Radio Show and all your favorite podcasts. FatGuyRadioShow.com/StitcherRadio. Yeah. Well, I saw Jurassic World, and I said spoiler alert before the break. The dinosaurs eat people.
What?
I know.
I thought they tickled people.
Nope, they ate people.
In a world where dinosaurs are created out of an amber, we take the DNA from a mosquito dated back millions of years, spin it in a centrifuge, and create a mega dinosaur. The dinosaurs are bigger. The dinosaurs are better. The dinosaurs are more fierce. And you've got to see them in Jurassic World.
They're smart, too.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my God, they're intelligent.
Yeah. Philippius, you almost saw it.
Almost saw it.
How did you almost see Jurassic World?
Well, I went to Vegas. You know, I went through Vegas.com, obviously.
Uh-huh. Yes, you did.
And so our road trip back, they're like, you guys want to go see Jurassic World? I was like, sure, why not? By the time we got back, it was about...
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Nine. Where did you go? Where did you go?
Vegas.
Oh. Okay.
So after I came back from Vegas...
Stop giggling. People are passing out.
It was about 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, you got back from Vegas?
Yes. And we decided to go to the movies. It was a drive-in, and I passed out about 15 minutes into the movie.
Because you were still drunk.
Because I was so tired from the road trip. So Five-hour road trip.
So from the road to the movies.
Straight to the movies.
Was this one of your sister's ideas?
This is my brother-in-law.
Your Bill's.
Bill. Yeah.
And Anthony, Bill is the acronym for brother-in-law.
So
he has 12 of them. He has 1,200 of them.
I'm sure he has 1,200 too.
You have 12 Bills?
No.
No, because he's a, you know, he's a good Mexican.
Yeah, my mom only had two of us.
Okay.
Yeah. So I and my brother's straight, and I have no sisters, so I will never have a brother-in-law.
Well, thanks for pointing that out. Ladies and gentlemen, good night. So you fell asleep on it.
Yes.
Anthony, you saw it?
Yes.
Okay.
You saw the whole thing?
Yes, okay. I did.
Okay.
from interrogation.
Okay. Let's give a rating from 1 to 5. 1 being. I'll never see it again because it was horrible. 5 being, oh my God, I want to touch myself inappropriate, cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn bucket, and go back and see it 12 more times. What would you give Jurassic World? Philippius, from what you saw or what you remember, I know your rating is going to be a little shrouded in you know, unconsciousness. But from what you did see, did you see like half of it, the first three quarters of it? Did you even make it past the intro?
I kept nodding off, so I've seen parts of it throughout the movie.
So you see it in an eclipse.
Yeah.
So what you saw, I know it's unfair, but we'll just for the sake of radio.
I'm going to give it a 2.5 because I don't know how the whole movie went.
Okay, 2.5, right down the middle. Right down the middle.
Right down the middle.
Anthony, what would you give Jurassic World?
I'm going to do like a 4.9 to avoid the touching myself in public.
You liked it that much?
I really did like it.
Oh, my God.
So that means Corey's is like a 1.
Yeah.
With that comment, obviously, we don't have to go to you, so.
No. I gave it a 2.
Why?
Because
it's just like 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, there's no reboot.
But that's the beauty of it.
There were so many inconsistencies.
Can you have a Jurassic Park in a Jurassic World? What are they gonna do? World domination? This ain't a zombie movie.
No, the concept of Jurassic World, they got that. I'll give them a ding for that. There were so many missing pieces and so many useless things that happened in this movie. Number one, what the hell did the divorce of the kids' parents have to do anything? And why was there no resolution? When I was watching this movie, I literally had to tell myself to suspend belief, suspend reality. I shouldn't expect that with the movie. I should be able to just show up at a movie and it take me out of reality. That's the whole idea behind the movie. The concept,
that's Incredibles?
The concept behind Jurassic Park, they nailed it. But there was a lot of inconsistencies. Number one, in the scene towards the end, pterodactyls are flying around and picking up people and eating them and dropping them into the popcorn stands and everything else. And the only thing the kids were worried about is why their aunt was kissing the dude. What? There's pterodactyls flying over your head, inches above your head. Why aren't you worried about the pterodactyls? You're worried about your aunt kissing this chick. And then the movie frustrated me too. They're in the little bubble. And they're driving through the dinosaur land, and it's the little bubble car. And you see it in the previews where eventually the velociraptor dinosaur that they created, the mega dinosaur that they created, puts his toenail through it. How do they get into that situation? They're driving the little bubble. The screen in the bubble says, this area of the park is closing. Please turn around and return the bubble back to the gate. I'm the guy, so I'm going to keep going. Let's go off-road, matter of fact. Those little things were just so freaking frustrating to me in the movie. It was consistent. And then, at the end of the movie, I'm not going to, I told you, spoiler alert. At the end of the movie, how do they kill the mega dinosaur?
Yeah.
They go back and get the old dude from Jurassic Park 1. The first triple OG, the Tyrannosaurus Rex, because the little kid says, we need more teeth. So they go back and they open up Sector 9. Sector 9 opens up. The Tyrannosaurus Rex is supposed to be a vicious dinosaur. But then yet somehow the Tyrannosaurus Rex, I guess he's gotten old in age and kind of slowed down a little bit, follows the girl who's waving the little
flare.
Follows her calmly. Just walk like they're taking a little walk in the park. Hello.
He was running after her.
No, he wasn't. He was following her casually. He was walking behind her casually. Like they were about to go get some tea or some crumpets, or they were going to get one of those blow up pterodactyls from gift shop.
In the first one, the T-Rex was right behind them and they were in a Jeep.
And he was trying to eat them.
Yeah.
He did not try to eat the girl that was wearing white throughout the whole movie and wearing 6-inch stilettos the whole time running in the woods. There were just things that were not believable in this movie, and it took away from the whole aspect. That's why I give it a 2, because they missed the mark on so many things that were just so damn obvious. Yes, they made a boatload of money because of the franchise, but I believe what we've done to Jurassic Park and Jurassic World is the same thing that we have done with Batman and Superman. We have milked this cow until it cannot be milked anymore. Hey, Hollywood, come up with something new.
Well, I think they are, because by the looks of the end of the movie, seems like they're going to be making another one.
Yep, because
look like it's going to be a theme park.
Right, yeah, because the end of the movie, the Tyrannosaurus Rex, who was the big scary guy in Jurassic Park 1, he all of a sudden owns the island. He's the big cheese. He's the head bitch now. Just comes out there on the end and the beautiful music is playing and he does a big roar. Yeah, I saved this. Oh, and by the way, after he kills the mega dinosaur,
didn't kill it?
He does. Or
no, he doesn't.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, the assistant,
yeah,
she died for like 15 minutes. She got picked up by one pterodactyl. She got picked up by another pterodactyl. She got flipped over the corner. They were playing ragdoll with her. Finally, she flipped up in the air, and then another pterodactyl found her, and then the big mega dude from this pool came up and snagged both of them and pulled them down. And then when the mega guy got her down in the water, he spit her out, slapped her with her tail, played go fish with her with some business cards, and then ate her again, and then spit her out and spun her back up in the air, and then she died again. She died for like 15 minutes, bro. It was epic. And by the way, that whole thing, SeaWorld needs to get on that, where they do the little water show and the animal comes out of the water and back down, then all the seats sink down. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was badass. Well, I would totally go on
it. Technically, SeaWorld would not be able to do that because they are trying to like keep all their animal abuse under wraps.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't have all that extra time.
Yeah. But I give it a two. I should have waited to see it on DVD. That's honestly my take on it.
Or Netflix.
Or, even better yet,
Amazon
Instant Video.
Yeah.
We got to get out of here. Do you agree with any of that?
I do and I don't.
All right. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You have your own mind.
But you gave it a 4.9, so you liked it.
I like all the action.
The action was good.
I like all the action.
And they didn't CGI the hell out of us. It looked believable. It looked really good. It did. Even though, wait, one more thing. Even though the CGI, speaking of
CGI.
He
won't let us leave.
I won't. No, because the CGI.
I'm going to hit the power button.
I know. The CGI. How come the big 50-foot dinosaur, when he would walk, and when he first got out of his pen, he walked every step he took, the ground shook, and the guy was under the Jeep. He poured gasoline on him so he couldn't smell it. But then yet the dinosaur kept sneaking up on people. How the hell does that work? How does that work? You keep sneaking up on people, then you can disappear? No,
like
Jurassic
a lizard.
Park. You got it wrong. It's a gecko.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. Today's show is brought to you by Halo Cigs, the premium electronic cigarette and superior American-made e-liquid. Become a Halon at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo Cigs. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or get on the air by calling our listener line 623-349-1652. Lines are always open. We rely on your word of mouth for everything, whether it's Amazon shopping, Halo Cigs shopping, Facebook liking, Twitter following, or just getting new listeners to the show. Remember, we're still chasing that 5,000 downloads per show. Please tell everybody about Fat Guy Radio Show. And a special thank you to Rich Ricardo, Director of Marketing for Halo Cigs. Boys, let's give it up to Halo Cigs. They are an amazing sponsor, and I love them to death. I use the product. You should, too. My God. Halo Cigs at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo Cigs. For our executive producer, Philippia San Anthony, I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Join us next week. Listen, like, and laugh. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go.
Go.
Oh. One more word before you go, if I may. Audible.com is offering a free audiobook to all Fat Guy Radio Show listeners who sign up for a free 30-day trial. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. Again, that's audibletrial.com/FGRS. Or click the audible.com banner on our website. Audible.com, proud to support Fat Guy Radio Show. Now you may go.